Okay, we're going to do a little bit of catch up with the Degel Machaneh Ephraim. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to properly give the shiur last week. I apologize. But I'd like to try to fill in just a little bit from Parshas Shmos for the sake of continuity and consistency, even though today is Tuesday of the week of Parshas Vayera. We'll look at the first couple of pieces. It's really one theme, and it's a very important theme that definitely needs to be solidified. So let's begin with the first piece. Ve'ela Shmos b'nei Yisrael haba'im Mitzrayim ba'eis Yaakov ishu ve'sovo. Yesh lomar b'zel derech she'amarti. He's referencing back to something that he that he touched on earlier in Parshas Miketz on the pasuk Anochi eired imcha Mitzrayim va'anochi a'alcha gamalo. Kadosh Baruch Hu guarantees Yaakov Avinu, I will come down to Mitzrayim with you, and I will also ascend from Mitzrayim with you. In other words, I'll be with you through the tzara, and I will re-emerge from Mitzrayim along with you. Sh'nishalti mazeh gam alo. And the question that he raised then and raises again here is, why is it gam alo? I will also ascend. I will descend with you and I'll also ascend. What's the also? And furthermore, gam tevas alo mashma lashon avar. From the fact that it says gam alo, it sounds like gam alo, I have ascended. Vayaroi lomar gam ta'aleh. Seemingly, since it's referring to what's going to happen after 210 years of Mitzrayim, it would make more sense that the pasuk should say gam ta'aleh. That in the future, at some future date, I will descend from Mitzrayim along with you. V'amarti ma'ashachanani Hashem berachamav uverov chasadav, apia yedua ki kol adam tzarech lios ayil v'nafik v'ayil. So he says, I'd like to explain based on a yisod that's found rooted in the Zohar, and that is that a person needs to be able to ayil, to go up, v'nafik, so to speak, to exit, to enter, and to exit v'ayil, and then to once again enter. What exactly is this concept of entering and exiting, or ascending and descending? He says it's merumas in the life experience of the first Jew, Avram Avinu, kamo vayered Avraham Mitzrayim. As the pasuk tells us so clearly, Avram went down to Mitzrayim, v'ya'al Avram Mitzrayim, and Avram also came up from Mitzrayim. It's the idea that Rabbi Nachman emphasized, I believe it's in Torah Vav, of his Likutei Moharan, the idea of the chayus ratzu v'shov, to be a baki beratzu v'shov, to know how to go and know how to return, to know how to move forward and know how to retreat. It's all part of the movement of life, and it's the very movement which gives life to the world. V'isa b'zohar kadosh shirimiz b'zeh sh'amar achosihi b'shvil sh'ay yare v'dachil. Let's get into the sugya of Avram for a minute. Avram Avinu went down to Mitzrayim. Avram, of course, would reemerge from Mitzrayim. And at that period when he entered into Mitzrayim, he was very nervous. He was nervous that his beautiful wife was going to be taken at the expense of his life. And therefore, Avram told Sarah to say, Achosihi, that she's my sister. Right? He was able to disguise his relationship with her, hoping to protect himself. Explains the Degel Machaneh Ephraim, Bishvil Shai Yare Vidachil. He was very nervous. Hainu Shai Yare Vidachil Ma'od Lechus L'Mitzrayim. What was Avram really worried about? He's worried that the Mitzrayim are going to harm him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. He wasn't worried on a deeper level that the Mitzrayim were going to harm him. But he was worried about the spiritually damaging effects of Egypt. And therefore, he needed to find a way to attach himself to Hashem. And we'll see how Achosihi is the answer to that question. Avram said, if I'm going to go to such a spiritually impure place, so I need to be firmly rooted in the Shekhinah. So how did Avram attach himself to Hashem? By saying Achosihi. Kamo emor lechachma achosi at. Like the pasuk says in Mishlei, say to wisdom, you are like a sister to me. The bond of a brother and a sister is more absolute than the bond of a husband and wife. Understandably so. A husband and wife can get divorced. A brother and a sister share a biological reality, like a parent and a child. There's a DNA that could link them, can prove their bond, and there's no way to really erase that or to remove that. And therefore, Avram Avinu said, as I enter Mitzrayim, I need to solidify the bond, not only on the level of husband and wife, but on the level of brother and sister, on the level of a blood relative. Kasher kosher atzmo b'shchina, kasher chazak v'amitz, az shuv lo dachil. Because when a person attaches himself to the Shechina in a very strong and solid way, then there's nothing to be worried about. V'amashal hu kamo adam shorotza leilech lebor amok. Imagine a person who wants to descend into a deep pit, and he's worried, so he takes a ladder with him. He takes the proper tools to be able to climb out of the pit. He takes the sulam with him into the boor, kadesh yuchal lalos, so that he's able to ascend when he's ready to do so. And the Shechina, and attaching oneself to the Shechina, being able to bond oneself, to bind oneself to Hashem as manifest within physical reality, is the way that a person is able to what? Is the way that a person is able to be bigger than the tzaros of this world. Mitzrayim is a tremendous tumah. Mitzrayim is a tremendous yurida, and that's why it's a vayered. It's always a vayered ab Mitzrayim. Anochi eired imcha Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the ultimate yurida. It's the root of all gullus. But when a person attaches himself to Hashem, specifically the Shechina, again, Hashem as manifest within physical reality, a person has nothing to worry about, to be worried about. And therefore Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, you have nothing to worry about when it comes to going to Mitzrayim. Because when Hashem says this pasuk to Yaakov, I'll be with you, I'll protect you, don't be afraid to go to Mitzrayim. Yaakov was also very afraid to go into that deep pit called Mitzrayim, that tumah called Mitzrayim. Shelo yovad chas v'shalom la'olam sham v'lo yuchal alos. He was worried, I don't have a ladder, how am I going to get out of Mitzrayim? It's possible for one to be sunken into the filth of Mitzrayim and to never return. And we saw the Klai Yisrael had a pretty close call. 49th level of tumah, lo yuchal lismameya, a moment longer, as the Arizal explains based on that pasuk, they would not have been able to survive. V'yiraso haisim avada yirapnimis. And obviously the yira that Yaakov Avinu was expressing was not a superficial fear of being beaten or taken advantage of by the mitzrim, yimach shemam, but rather it was an internal fear. He feared for his spiritual madrega, shelo lishtakeya chas v'shalom b'imkeya klipos. I'm worried about the spiritual impurities of Mitzrayim. U'kishahidbik atzmo liyira pnimius v'ikaris, and when he attached himself to true yira, when he attached himself to something more pnimi, shumamish ha-shechina kiviyachol, nimtzahu davuk ba-shechina kiviyachol. Through that attachment to the Shechina, he had nothing to fear at all. V'hu sha'amr lo al tira, don't be afraid, ki anochi, anochi means, as we've seen many times, hi ha-shechina. Hashem says, I will be with you in a very tangible and real way. Eired imcha, I'll go down with you. Hainu ha-yira she'ereisa pen teired madregascha. You're worried that's going to be a yirida for you. Hi teired imcha. If I'm with you, it's not a yirida. Hashem says, I'll go down with you. I'll go where you go. Like David HaMelech says in Tehillim Kuf Lamites, Im esek shamayim shamata, if you ascend to the heights of heaven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll find you there. And if I go to the depths of hell, if I descend to the Sheol Tachtis, Hineka, I'll find you there as well. In other words, Hashem being with you establishes that the place in which you find yourself is not a bad place. After all, you're with Hashem. Shimamish HaShechina kiviyachol. And therefore, gam alo. Why is it gam alo? Hainu bevadai ta'ala. Why is it lashon avar? It's a thing of the past. It's as if it's already been done. The script has been written. Gam kein al yedei ashchina kamashal asulam. If you have the ladder, there's nothing to worry about. You're guaranteed to be able to find your way back out. Umasha amar alo lashon avar ki bedavar shu vadai avar v'asit shavim heim. Because when we deal with a thing that's of certainty, past, future, it doesn't matter. It's beyond time. It's Hashem being koveya reality. Hashem saying it has to be this way. Heim ki'ilu kvar haya. There's such a confidence that it will be done that it's already as if it's done. Kevin shebavada yakein. Kach gam kein kan sotur. Kevin shebavada tala al yideh sulam shalakach talacha. Certainly going to be able to find your way back because you brought the sulam, you brought the shechina with you. You have nothing to worry about. Shehu hasrin. And that's so beautiful. And that itself, that fear is going to be the guarantor that you're going to reemerge from that Mitzrayim place of Tumah. V'kasher shamati v'perash me'adoni avi zekini tzatzal, like I heard from my grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, ki kisha odam medabik atzmo liyira pnimius, azai yispardu kol pavale oven mimenu. When a person attaches himself to true yira, to real yira, so then a person is able to drive away all sorts of superficial threats or fears and anxieties that a person might experience. With this we understand full well how our Parsha explains. These are the names of those who came to Mitzrayim. And yes, coming to Mitzrayim is a frightening experience. If you'll tell me, the Pasuk tells us that Yaakov had nothing to be worried about. What about the Shvatim? How would the Shvatim climb out of the deep hole called Mitzrayim? They came with their bias. What does it mean that they came with their bias? Tiyadua bias mechuna b'shem yira. Bias is a code word for yira. Where do we find that the bias represents yira? Kamo man deboy lemechse lemalka lechse behechol adilei. Like the mimer that says that one who wants to see the king should see him in his heichal. And obviously, when you see the king in the heichal, the more inner you go, the more a person experiences the yira, the awe of being in the presence of the king. Or as Chazal say, "Ein yira, ein chachma, ein chachma, ein yira." But the Gemara that he quotes now really proves the point. And that Gemara is in Masechta Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, Amud Beis. Chaval al delesle darta. Whoa, how sad it is for the person who doesn't have the bias, vitara le darta avid, and he's busy fashioning a fence, a gate for the house. What's the house in that mashal? The house in that mashal is the Yiras Shamayim. So Yiras called the bias. And therefore, as the Jews came into Mitzrayim, on a superficial level, there's a lot to be afraid about. There's a lot to be very nervous and anxious about. But Nimtza ki Yira mechuna b'shem bias. But when they had their bias, Ishu Beiso Bo, when they came with their house, V'hu Sha'amar Ishu Beiso Bo, Shekol Echad V'Echad Eskasher Atzmo, Ela Yira Pnimis Shu Bias. When the Shvatim, when they came there, with awe and awareness and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Shechina, v'chadei sheyuchal lalos misham, they had the tools that they would use to climb out of that place. V'ma sha'amar ish ubeiso, haynu kol echad iskasher atzmo b'yira shalo l'fum madregaso. Each person, so to speak, had his own ladder, according to his own level of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lakach olu misham b'sor hasulam. And therefore each one was able to reemerge from that place. So yira is really the key. Your pnimis, I should say, is really the key to removing so much of the fears and anxieties and worries that we have. The more I'm bekusher to Hashem, ein od mavado, kipshuto, the more I realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and there's nothing I can do to outsmart Hashem, to outmaneuver HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way that it's supposed to be is the way that it's going to be. So then a person is able to even enter into Mitzrayim. And like Chazal say, the 17 greatest years, the most relaxing years of Yaakov Avinu's life are these 17 years of Mitzrayim, believe it or not. Because he had this yira to be able to walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, he had that guarantee from Hashem giving him that extra chizuk. Anochi eired imcha Mitzrayim. Okay, we'll do one more piece. And that is a related piece where we find yira once again. Vayihi ki yaru hamiyaldos haselokim vayas lahem batim. We see that the miyaldos refused to consider the advice of power to kill the babies. And in fact, they saved the babies and provided for the Jewish baby boys. And because of their fear of God, Vayas lahem batim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them houses. That's only one pshat. Some of you shown him learn it differently, that maybe power made them houses, he put them under house arrest. But like Rashi says, they were blessed to have a great lineage come from them. Yesh lomar b'zeh b'derech remes. Ki inyan ha'yira hu shemagbil l'chachma. Yira is so important. Why is Yira so important? Because without Yira, Chachma is entirely dangerous. Al derech mashal b'chachma levad b'li Yira, yachol lasos kol arishos v'yos chas v'shalom chacham lehara. There's a concept in Yirmiyah, this fourth parak, of being what? Of being brilliantly wicked. And we know there were tremendously intelligent Rishaim throughout history. Hitler Yimach Shemo, to name one very capable, wicked individual who used his chachma, who used his charisma, who used his understanding, his corrupted and perverse understanding of things. But what is Yira? Yira is the mida Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Yira is the mida of Yitzchak. It's restraint. Ezehu gibur hakoveshes Yitzro. It's that mida of gvura and Yira that go hand in hand. It creates a boundary. It creates a gvul. It restrains, like Yitzchak was restrained at a kedas Yitzchak. Yira holds back. Yitzchak never left Eretz Yisrael. It creates a framework in which Chachma can operate in a healthy way. Shelo yachnis Chachmaso b'davar zar. The Chachma shouldn't emerge from the world of true Chachma into a perverse and corrupted and strange world of Chachma. Rak b'torah v'avoda. Rather, Chachma should manifest itself within Torah, within Avoda. Nimtza hayira osa gvul hukli l'chachma shelo tispashet yosur midai. So what Yira really does is it creates boundaries and borders. It creates a kli to contain the chachma, to make sure that it shouldn't expand itself, as chachma is known to do. It shouldn't expand itself more than is appropriate. V'cheinu b'chol ha'olamos. And the same thing is true not only in, you know, a simple mashal of a person using their mind, their intellect, their chachma. It's true in all levels, in all worlds. Chachma is this unbelievable koach of his pashtus. Ki kulam b'chachma asisa. All the worlds were created with chachma, which means the worlds were in an ever-expanding state until HaKadosh Baruch Hu restrained it. As the Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Yud Beis, and Rashi alludes to it at the beginning of Chumash, when Rashi says that the very skies themselves were in a fluid state until the Kadosh Baruch Hu solidified it. Or like the Gemara Chagiga says, the world was expanding and expanding until Hashem said, Shakai, Sha'omar lo'olam odai. Hashem put boundaries and borders and limitations to the world. So the world wanted to expand and expand. There's the way of Chachma, the infinite wisdom that wants to just expand itself further and further until the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, whoa, Adkan, Adkan. And that's what Yira is. V'zehu b'chinas Yira. Yira creates that boundary, that border, that it shouldn't allow itself to expand. The Chachma shouldn't expand itself in a way that's inappropriate. Not like the Pashup Shad of that Gemara in Brachos Davav, that anyone who has Yira Shamayim is more easily listened to, his words are heard. That's obviously one Pshat, that's obviously the simple Pshat. But there's a Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph that Sifrei Chassidus sometimes use to bring out a different pshat in the word shin mem ayin, a different understanding of that shoresh. Al derech v'yishama shol asa'am. Shol was v'yishama shol. Shol gathered the people. Sheperusho lashon asefa. That he gathered, he brought together, as the Radak explains there. V'hainu al yidei ha'yira shabo. By having yira, a person is able to what? Gather, to create, again, boundaries and gvulim. That a person, like the Gemara is saying, anyone who has Yira Shamayim, Dvarav Nishmam, his words are gathered, his words are properly expressed, his words are contained, his actions, his efforts in this world are given proper gvulim, and that's such a critical thing that the Or should have a proper kli to manifest itself in this world. Because God forbid, if not, the Chachma could become a Churban. And unfortunately, it has throughout history at various points. So therefore, we come once again to the Yisod, that Yira is called a bias, like we just learned in the previous piece. And therefore, Al Yadeshi Tzimtzum Gvul Kli. The reason it's called a bias is because that's exactly what it does. It creates a framework. It creates the walls for the house within which everything is found. So now we understand. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Batim to the Mialdos? It's Mamish Mida Kenegen Mida. Batim. Hashem made houses for the Mialdos, because they had Yira Shamayim v'zachul Yira. V'yaslahem Batim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them houses. There is zocher to even more Yira, a solidification and a deepening of that Yira. Mida k'neged mida v'nasa kli u'gvul v'tzimtzum k'derech ha'yira. And the midah, k'neged midah, the reward was very much in accordance with the midah with which they were living. And of course, when a person has that yira, final paragraph, od yesh l'farish v'yas lahem batim. We could further say v'yas lahem batim means he made them people of yira, because they feared Hashem, others came to fear them. And that's also an amazing idea, that when we're true to ourselves and to our relationship with Hashem, we start to reflect that outwardly. That no longer are we afraid, right? But because of our awe of Hashem, people are afraid of us. And that's what's described in the Pasuk, when the nations of the world see that we have the name of God upon us, so then they become frightened of us, that they respect us. That yes, you too can become a source of Yira. You create and become that Yira. That they became a source of awe and trepidation because of the name of God that they brought upon themselves. Because the Mialdos feared and respected Hashem and would not listen to Paro's decree, they became, not only did they have houses, which means Yira, but they became storehouses of Yira. They became those who reflected Yira outwardly. That the nations of the world, that those who would have wanted to harm them, in fact feared them, because Hashem's presence was found upon them. So Mirat Hashem, Yirat Shamayim. Oh, it's something we need a lot more of in this world. Something that I could certainly say that I need a lot more of in this world. But again, this is sort of the message at the beginning of Parsha Shemos, that Yaakov and his family were strong in the Yirat Shamayim. That gave them the ability to withstand the servitude, the Shibur of Mitzrayim. And the Mialdos were willing to reject Paro's perverse offer to murder the baby boys in some sinister and secretive way, because they had Yirat Shamayim, and they were rewarded with the deepening of their Yirat. So Mirat Hashem, we should be zochet to be Jews who have Yirat. You know, I'll just end with a remez that the Svarim bring. It says in the Gemara in Pesachim that we say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and it's a question: how do we end that bracha of Avos? Should we end it Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? And of course, we know the end of the bracha is Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, b'chachosman, says the Gemara. Avram, you're the chasima. You're the conclusion. Forgetting for a moment the midah of Avram Avinu, but b'chachosman, the Magen Avraham is in a certain sense the conclusion that we need to wrap up that bracha. And the Svarim bring a remez that Baruch Ata Hashem, Magen Avraham, is Gematria Yirah Shamayim. Why? Because in a certain sense, at the end of days, in a lawless world where Ish Hayashar Be'inav Yase, where everyone does whatever they want, and there's a complete loss of awe and respect, of a hierarchy, of people who are greater than oneself, and there's a sense of a rejection of Yira, as the Mishnah describes at the end of Sota, in the ninth parak, in the Ikvas of the Mashiach, there's going to be a loss of Yira Shamayim, and those who are God-fearing are going to be scorned and rejected. So more than anything, B'cha Chosman, this is the Chasima that we need, in a lawless world, or a world that at times looks like it's spinning out of control, to be people who have values, who be people who still have boundaries, gvulim, a proper tzimtzum, proper kalim to contain the energy that we want to shine upon the world. And Amir Tzah Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, even though HaKol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz Miyirah Shemayim, even though everything's in the hands of Hashem except for Yirah Shamayim, it's up to us, but we can still daven for it. So Hashem should help us to be people who have a proper Yirah Shamayim, and Amir Tzah Hashem to reflect that Yirah Shamayim outward, the way that the Mialdos did, giving us the confidence to take on all of life's challenges.